The healthcare detective, Frank Lally, has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines and a senior advisor, perhaps even the senior advisor to healthcare.com. These are questions that we should probably investigate further. At all events, he is here. It is now. Hi, Frank.
Yes, I am here, and it is now. So let's start with a little I'm going to give you a little personal news, Jill. I'm not sure you know this, but I'm going in for cataract surgery on my right eye on Monday down in Manhattan at some Manhattan Eye and Ear Hospital on 64th Street. And I actually can't wait because I've been walking around and honestly, more dangerously, driving around like I'm looking through a dirty windshield. You know when that happens? And you hit the windshield wiper and you can finally, there's the road. Oh, gee, there's a deer right over there on the side of the road. Except I don't have a windshield wiper on my eye, okay? So essentially, that's what will happen on Monday morning at Manhattan Eye and Ear. So obviously, I needed a pre-op clinical exam from my local doctor right here in Sharon. So I'd be cleared for the procedure. And I'll tell you, I was just struck by how empty his office was. It's usually a bustling place, but my doctor told me business has been slow. It's been slow for months because people have been afraid of getting exposed to COVID if they go into medical offices, that's doctor's offices, hospitals. This has been a problem all over the country. So I know it's true, but I think there's another reason. And these are hard COVID times with tens of millions of people getting laid off or at least earning less than we used to make. And people are worried about the cost of seeing a doctor. They just hesitate to go in because of the bill. And studies show people have been putting off elective care. That's like my cataract surgery or a knee replacement, things like that. But that's not all. Many people have skipped important screenings despite symptoms. And now lately I've seen, I see this in newspapers, I see it on TV. I see too many stories about people with advanced cancers that could have been caught and treated early if they'd just gone into the doctor or the hospital when they felt something that wasn't right. So look, even in the best of times in this country, one person out of four does not go to see a doctor. And here's the punchline. When they think they should, because they're afraid of the bill that they'll get later on. So, look, I'm not going to sugarcoat this thing. I mean, make no mistake, healthcare in the United States is not cheap. But there are many ways to get the care you need at affordable prices. So, Jill, I want to start with the one way that surprises the most people about how to get affordable care. If you've read my book, what do you think the one thing is that surprises people the most?
That you can negotiate a price.
Bingo. You can get a discount from your doctor. People say, what? I discount from my doctor? I never heard of such a thing. You can get it if you ask for one. He's not going to volunteer. He and she are not going to volunteer it, but you've got to ask for it. So you just don't walk in and say, hey, I want a discount. Sorry. See the sign? Exit.
Sorry. Out.
Yeah. You have to follow a process. So first you establish how much the service will cost before you get the service. You can't get a discount after you've already gotten the service, all right? Up front, have it described to you exactly how much is that going to cost me. Here's my insurance. Here's my situation. Okay, get that all cleared up. You've got to state clearly, whoever you're talking to, that might be the doctor's assistant, his right-hand person, or you may be talking to the doctor herself. And you can, and you cannot be afraid that the amount, you can't afford it right now. You just have to be very honest and say, hey, I can't afford that right now. Clear and simple. And be prepared to show documents. Maybe you have to show your pay stubs or lack of one, your tax return, a letter saying you've been laid off or your hours have been cut, whatever it is. But if you're sincere, face-to-face with your doctor, that's what you really want, face-to-face with your doctor, the odds are you'll get a discount or at least a manageable monthly payment plan. Now, fact is, most doctors, and I've interviewed a bunch of them for my book and the work I do here at Robinhood, most doctors have standing policies of cutting their fees in half for needy people, or maybe even down to 10%. In some cases, I've had doctors tell me, look, I just saw the situation and I arranged for the care for no fee whatsoever. I made sure there was no bill. They got the care, but not the bill. So, but here's the thing, as I said, you need to bring it up. The doctor is not going to bring this up. You have to. You have to ask. Now, another idea, you're talking to him about this procedure coming up front, okay? You can say, look, okay, I'll pay you less, but I'll pay you cash. Now, many people don't realize that by law, you're not obligated to use your health insurance. Not obligated at all. And it's especially important if you have insurance with a high deductible before your insurer kicks in a dime. That's called a deductible, right? You pay all those bills before the insurer steps in and starts to help you out. That deductible can be extraordinary. It can be $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. So if you pay cash, you're going to save on that deductible. Or you might have an insurance policy with a hefty 30% or more coinsurance, and that usually kicks in on very pricey procedures. Uh-oh, you owe 30, 40, 50% of what the doctor is going to charge. But if you offer cash, the doctor will accept left. Increasingly, providers are accepting less in cash on the spot from patients than they could eventually collect from the insurance company. And that's the important part here. So they take the cash. They avoid piles of paperwork from the insurance company, all kinds of payment delays, all kinds of insurance hassles. They'll take the cash and be happy. You can also bargain at hospitals. People don't realize that either. Again, when you're planning a major procedure, that's like an elective replacement of your aching hip, you're finally going to do that, or childbirth. Now, those procedures really are pricey. They can range anywhere from $20,000 to $40,000 without insurance. So start by shopping for the best rates and say, okay, at least two nearby hospitals, maybe three. Do not approach the billing departments. Dead end, guys. Dead end. People there are paid to collect money. They're not there to cut any deals. Instead, sit down with the hospital ombudsman. Now, that person is expected to advocate for patients. And like doctors, ombudsmen negotiate prices, especially if you show up with a couple of competing bills for another hospital, right? Hey, here's what I can do over here. What can you do for me here? One ombudsman told me, and this is a direct quote, my job is to get the business, not lose it to the hospital across town. And that tells you everything you need to know. And once you agree on terms, get the agreement in writing. So there's no misunderstanding or very little misunderstanding later on, okay? You know, surgeries are very complicated. So you want that in writing if you possibly can and as thoroughly as you can. So, Jill, have you ever negotiated a doctor bill or maybe a vet bill for one of your pups? Ever done it?
Not the vet. I mean, yes is the short answer. But I also had a family member who basically had a doctor that didn't take insurance, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I've never not questioned a bill. I've never not. It has never in a million years occurred to me that you should just walk in and pay the gazillion dollars. Yeah. And that goes way back to – I mean it's always been – I'm not allowed to use certain words on the radio, so I won't. It's always been, shall we say, messed up.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
My biggest exposure to messed up was when my mother was in hospital, and this was in the like 1990.
Mm-hmm.
In April 1990, dealing with big New York hospitals that with insurance that was designed to not cover whatever it was that was needed at that time. It was so obvious that we were in, shall we say, irresponsible territory that it colored my outlook going forward.
Yeah. Well, look, hospital bills, and we've talked about this in the past, but about half of hospital bills have significant mistakes, okay? One half of them. So, yeah, but see, that's after the procedure, and then gotten a bill, and that makes it much tougher. It's much easier if you do that stuff up front. Okay, but let's turn to another ridiculous subject, really. I mean, this is America's prescription prices, which are double what people pay all over the world. And prescription prices are just out of sight, and pharma profits are out of sight. So first, again, don't hesitate to comparison shop a prescription price. It's not set in stone. Many pharmacy store managers, okay, not necessarily the pharmacist now, the store manager, will match the lowest price you can find at another store. Now, one industry expert told me, a real pro, direct quote, drugstores have two prices, the price they want you to pay and the lower amount they'll accept. Keep right. that in mind. I mean, store managers also, you know, you get these expired discount cards, you sort of throw it away. Now, I'm not talking about things that are 2 or 3 years old, but let's say a couple of weeks old. Store managers will often swap that out for a good new one. Do you want to keep you happy? They want to keep you loyal. So don't necessarily throw away an expired discount card by a week or so.
And can also, I just before you might be going to cover it, but what the good RX and the different things that are being advertised right at this point?
Exactly. Okay. Very importantly, the federal law has changed. Okay. Pharmacists now must tell you if there's a lower cost medicine available. That's like an 80% off generic, perhaps, rather than a prescription you have. If you ask, and the burden is on you, but if you ask, the pharmacist must tell you there is a generic available. Okay, what do you do next? You call up your doctor and you say, hey, you know what? There's a generic. What do you think? It's just as effective, just as safe? Let's write a new prescription for that. I found the militant CVS, by the way, I'll give them a little shout out today because they do a very good job in my experience. They called me, sent me messages telling me, hey, you know, this price for this drug is awfully high, but there is a generic. You want to check and see if you can get that. And so that's upfront on their part, and they deserve some praise for that. Now, your point about good RX. In addition, you can save up to 90% on your prescription by checking the leading drug discount websites. So GoodRx.com is one, MilligramRx.com is another, and WeRx.com, that's WeRx.com. Those are the three leading companies in my experience. My favorite is GoodRx. I know Doug Ish, the guy who founded it. He's been very informative and a positive force in the industry. He claims that he saves his average customers $276 a year. Now, not $275 a year, $276 a year. But here's what they do. They check 70,000 pharmacies nationwide for the best price. They've got the biggest network in the industry, and they find good deals for you. Also, we need to talk about this. There's even help if you're unfortunate enough to need an expensive specialty drug, you know, for things like cancer, like I've had for my blood cancer. Now, those specialty drugs are extremely expensive. In my experience, they can run from $9,000 a month to $19,000 a month. And I think, I think the number's gone over $20,000 for some. So here's what I've done, and you should do it too if you're unfortunate enough to need a specialty drug. Appeal directly to the drug maker. Now, virtually all big pharma manufacturers have extensive assistance programs, even for families in cities that are earning around $120,000. People say, gee, we got an income, it's over six figures, nobody will ever give us any assistance. That's not true. when it comes to specialty drugs and the drug manufacturers, you can appeal to them. And I've heard of people who've gotten their medicine FedExed the next day for next to nothing because they called up the pharma company, they laid out their situation, and you know what? The medicine is in the mail. You can research – grab a pencil, actually. You can research assistance programs online. You should have this somewhere, okay? It's through the Partnerships for Prescription Assistance. But here's what you write down. PPARX.org. That's your storehouse for drug assistance programs. Keep it handy. Hope you don't need it, but keep it handy. Also, if you earn less than $125,000 on national poverty rate, that's around $27,000 for a family of three, there's a good chance that you qualify for your state's Medicaid program. Now, if you qualify, your doctor prescription costs will drop to near zero. In some states, you may be charged a nominal monthly fee, or you may be required to at least be seeking work to get the health benefit. But that's a trade-off. It's a trade-off is well worth it for virtually free health care. So look, if you're among the 40 million people in this country who got laid off due to the pandemic, please don't overlook inquiring about the Medicaid program. And above all, I'd say to you, look, use these money-saving ideas that I shared with you this morning. If you've got my book, there are many more. And here's the important thing. See your doctor when you know you should be seeing your doctor, because there are ways to make that bill affordable. You can manage it, but the key thing is that you get the care you need and stay as healthy as you possibly can. So, Jill, did we cover that one? What did I leave out?
Nothing. Plus, we're out of time. We left out the time.
And we're out of time?
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
All right.
I should do this for a living.
You really should. Good thing you do. Discounted, of course.
Discounted.
Good,
oh, yes.
Good radio.
It's for NPR, so it is extremely discounted.
Thank you, Frank.
But I'm happy to serve.
Attaboy. Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and conveniently on my desk.